This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Wow, that was Torn There by Soundcheck here on Joy 94.9. And I am super excited this morning to welcome the man behind Soundcheck to Joy Weekend Brekkie. Good morning to you, Chris Dorian. Good morning and welcome to Joy, Chris.
Hey, Paul. Thanks very much for having me, mate. Good to be here.
It's so great to have you on, and what an amazing track.
If people aren't out of bed already, they certainly will have been after hearing that.
No, thank you. It was supposed to be a bit of a track, didn't get you up and about, so I'm hoping it did that for people this morning.
So, Chris, you managed to get it onto the Joy Weekend playlist. I was actually driving in my car yesterday, lunchtime actually, and it popped up onto the radio. So I think we've got it on a pretty big rotation here at Joy. It's, for me, Chris, it's the sound of summer to come. The next 3 months, I think that's going to be blasting out of every speaker all across the country.
Now, thanks very much for the support on the record. It was awesome to see Joy pick it up. And that's sort of the hope behind the record was, as you mentioned really well, it was to be summery, hands in the air, and get out of bed like Anna mentioned as well. And that type of vibe to really, you know, lift your spirits sort of thing. So we are hoping that over the next 3 to 4 months that it continues to do what you said it might. So fingers crossed.
I'm sure it will. Now, just take us back, Chris. What made you decide to choose this particular track as your next project?
Well, it was sort of an interesting story, actually. I was playing table tennis with one of my best mates, and he put this song on as a pump-up song for him. And he was a 27-year-old male at the time, so I thought, well, if it's resonating with him at that age, I thought maybe I could make a club remix. So I made a club remix of the record and was playing it around at all of my shows. And the response from the crowd was really insane. It was like, wow. So I spoke to my management about it, and he said maybe we should look to do a pop record of it, a pop version, given the response it's having with the crowd. So got to work, worked on a pop record of it, and then reached out to two of my good friends in Ed Coleman and Ryan Ryback, and they, you know, added their flavour to it as well. And between the three of us, this is how the record came about and what you're listening to today.
And how does, just give us an insight in terms of how does that work? Because you've got three very accomplished producers there, one track. How do you actually blend your skills and get that creative juice flowing that, you know, results in this output? Because there's lots of beautiful little riffs and things and kickbacks. And how does that process work actually creatively, Chris?
No, well, it's always different for every song, but for this one specifically, we sort of just bounce around between sessions, because obviously during lockdown we couldn't actually sit together and write together, which was normally what we'd all do. We'd normally get together and collaborate like that, but instead we had to keep sending versions and stems to each other till we got exactly what we're after. But I've worked with Ryan many times and Ed many times as well, so for me it was a very easy and comfortable process. Those boys are very, very skilled at what they do, so it was really good fun.
So does that mean you work on the track yourself and then you send them the version you've worked on to listen to and get feedback on?
Yeah, sort of. So feedback definitely, but it's more like I'll send them a version I've got, and then within the track obviously there's different elements to the song that make up the song. So you'll bounce them out and then you'll send them to those guys and then they'll add their pieces, and it's a very much a collaborative back and forth process how we had to work during the times of ring. But I usually, yeah, there's every chance we just sit in the studio together and jam that way. So it's different per track or per project, but that's how this one come about anyway.
And Chris, I'm curious, how have you been going with your music creation when I'm guessing you usually get a lot of energy from crowds, and I'm supposing you haven't had a lot of that the last few months?
Yeah, look, it's been a different time, definitely a challenging time, but I'm very lucky that I have been able to play a lot of shows and do a lot of tours over the years, so I'm able to draw on those experiences, which, as I said just before, was sort of how Torn came about, was from the crowds and the experience. So I'm big on visualising when I write, and I really try to sit myself in a position with a certain audience or certain crowd in front of me. So even though, yes, physically I haven't been able to explore that option at the moment or how it normally would be, I've still been able to visualise that when writing, and that's how I've got through.
That's fantastic. You can take yourself back.
There are many times I take myself back to nights in clubs just to visualise stuff that I've not been able to do in the last 18 months. Chris, have you got summer gigs already lined up now in Australia with the imminent opening of New South Wales and hopefully Victoria in a month's time or so?
Yeah, look, management are really on top of that. Joycey, Andrew Joycey's name, he's fantastic. He's someone who's always on top of those things. I'm in Melbourne, so it's been really tough from where I'm based to get those national tours and definitely international tours up and running. But he's always got things in the works, and I'm sure as soon as things do open, like you said, you know, with the advancements that the country's sort of having at this stage, we'll be right on top of that. But I can't release or announce anything yet, as of yet, but dates will be coming out soon once it's all figured out.
Well, if you want to announce something, I'm sure that we'd love to help you out here on Joy. Michael Pohl, our music director, is always keen to try and support us, the artists. So if you've got anything you want to tell the audience, we're really welcome any announcements you've got. Now, I've got to ask you, as a live DJ, I'm curious, you do so much work behind the scenes when you actually set up a gig. How much of the stuff in these modern times do you actually play live? And how much is on, you know, your phone or your laptop that you've actually pre-recorded? Am I asking something that's really inappropriate?
No, not at all. Look, there is a lot of, there is a lot of question marks around DJs and live shows and how they go about it. And I think, yeah, without dobbing anybody in, there's probably a lot, I won't say a lot of the industry, but definitely some of the industry that prefer to go the pre-recorded route, like you said. But for me, I'm very big on live performances in the sense of actually like interacting with the crowd in front of me, and I always play my own work. That's something I've done since day dot. When I first started playing music, it's always important to be representing, I believe, as an artist, both yourself and the venue you're in. So I'm big on my own music, but so because of that, you never truly know exactly what the crowd is going to be up for. So I'm always big on, you know, having enough music there that I've hopefully created that people will enjoy to perform live. I'm not a pre-recorded man, but I guess other people take different approaches and each of their own, I guess.
Because I reckon that's the skill of a real good DJ, is that you can read the crowd, you can work on how you need to, bring them up, bring them down, or just get them going in some instances. And I think that it's an amazing skill to be able to do that.
No, thank you. And it definitely is. It's been something that I've been honing my craft for ages. Originally, when the Soundcheck brand started, I was a duo with my brother, Alex. So he really sort of helped me help me learn a few of the crowd skills, because he was more natural at it than I was. But from that point in time, that was a really big focus from there to get all the way to where it is now, to actually, you know, hone the skills of seeing the different people in front of you, learning how to adapt and go up and down, like you mentioned, because, you know, if you are putting on a show, you're there to entertain people. And if you're not performing the right way, or you're playing the wrong stuff, then it's just not going to resonate with the crowd. So it's always been a big focus of mine, and where I guess my production comes from. I come from the DJ world first, and performing and the showmanship side, and then turning that into records that I hope people will enjoy listening to.
I think that really comes through too with your choice of Natalie Imbruglia, because her voice even now just sounds so fresh. It's just like that hark back to older times, but then just a really still fresh sound, and you've managed to bring it to life again. It's fantastic.
No, thank you. She did a great job with, you know, blowing Torn Up in terms of when she released it. So I think it was one of the most played tracks around the world, and definitely in Australia. So once my mate sort of reminded me of that with his Pump Up jam on the ping pong table, it was, it's definitely a classic, and it was a joy to work with.
Done a great job. Chris, we are out of time. I just want to say that there are the people out there who are talking about the world and what will happen in a post-pandemic place. Are saying that the world is probably going to do a little bit of the 1930s partying. So I think you are well placed in the next 6 months to actually jump on that bandwagon with this amazing remix. So congratulations with the Torn remix, both you along with Ryan and Ed, an amazing, amazing track. Congratulations. And we look forward to hearing it all through the summer.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, guys, and thanks for supporting the record. We all really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Fantastic. This was Soundcheck on Joy 94.9, Joy Weekend Brekkie.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.